So hello. I am so thrilled today. My guest is a friend of mine for many years. She's a published best-selling author. We did a group book together. I am just beyond joyful to have with me, I'm going to say it right, Denise Kavaleskis.
Yes, you nailed it.
So just backstory, I knew Denise before she was married to her loving sweetheart, and we had such an interesting time together. She wrote her own book that we also helped her publish, and I'm just watching you blossom and blossom and blossom. And now Denise, transformational life coach, she helps people who've been not only does she help divorced women, but she's also reaching out to women who are in a narcissistic relationship who are desperately trying to get out. And I went through this myself for about 6 or 7 years, where I wanted to get out and didn't know how I could and was scared what would happen if I didn't. And good thing, because when I left, there were death threats. So, I mean, it was really awful. So, with no further ado, welcome, Denise. Well, you know, you really do put yourself right in the middle of these challenging scenarios, right?
Totally relatable, right? I mean, we've all had some kind of a relationship similar to what you described and what I've been through, unfortunately.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your journey. Like, tell us kind of like going through the fire, and then what made you just decide, hey, I'm not going to do this anymore?
Well, I think the biggest pivot for me was in 2008 when my then husband attempted suicide. I had told him I wanted a divorce that day. And, you know, there's so many things that go into somebody trying to, you know, attempt to take their life. And for my story, it was drug use, self-medicating, you know, a whole bunch of things that mixed into the pot, which resulted in an attempted suicide. And that day that I told him that I wanted a divorce, that was his solution to keep me, literally. And so that was the pivotal moment of like, Denise, what are you doing? This relationship, this marriage is really bad, like really bad. But you know, the kicker to that, Erica, is that in 2008, when that happened, I still stayed with him 2.5 more years.
Right. And I just got body chills.
Yeah. 2.5 more years I stayed.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know if any of the people listening on the show are in a relationship where they're having someone abuse them. And my worst time was after I left, not before I left, although that was interesting also. And I want to caution someone from listening to this and then just jumping out. Like, you want to make a plan. If you're dealing with a narcissistic ex or husband and you know you want to leave, or wife, I suppose, if you know you want to leave, really do plan it carefully. Spend some time. Don't knee jerk, because honestly, you have to have plans with the kids. You have to have plans with how you're going to navigate them. You need to be somewhere safe. Do you need to hide? You know, what? Mm-hmm. Tell us a bit more about like your advice for someone who does want to leave and wants to stop being beat up.
Yeah, that's a tough one. So for me, there wasn't much physical interaction, like you just described. So it was in the best interest for me to, like you said, not knee jerk, plan it out. It took me 5 months to plan it out to actually leave. Because what I did was I moved 3 states away. I moved from Florida to North Carolina. And so that took a lot of planning and, you know, strategic planning to, you know, uproot everything my whole life because I was from Florida. I lived in Florida. My whole family was in Florida and moved three states away with nothing but a futon couch and an air mattress is what I left with. So, but if somebody's being physically harmed, you know, there's even ways to manipulate. I know some people, there's like a charge to that word, but manipulation works both ways. It works good and bad. And so if somebody's in the relationship where they're being physically harmed, there is a way to manipulate their way to hold that off, so to speak, so that they're not being physically harmed. So it buys them time to plan their exit from the relationship. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I love how we just jump right in with a difficult topic. Tell us a little bit about classes you like to teach or programs you like to run, or tell us a little bit about your work in the world that's kind of, you know, helping people as when they're ready for it.
So actually, I am doing a masterclass this Saturday, and it is, I'm going to share my three secrets of how to plan a safe exit, how to shop for a divorce attorney, and how to win in family court. Because Erica, these are the three things that women come to me and then the mistakes that they make in those three topics. So like you said, some of them do knee jerk to leave the relationship. I've got a masterclass that addresses all of those things that we were just talking about, how to plan a safe exit, how to shop for a divorce attorney, and how to win in family court.
Yeah. I didn't realize when I was going through everything, I mean, this was 10 years ago for me, I just didn't know the resources available. Like the two of the divorce attorneys that I met after specialized in this, because I don't think I knew. Like, remember we were talking about one time when I didn't know it was like the boiling frog story where the water just keeps getting warmer and the water just keeps getting warmer. Just getting warmer. And I didn't really know anything about how wrong. And he would scream and do all this stuff. And he drank 18 beers a day. It was like, he did all this stuff and he got so rational. And I'm trying to think of those times when I didn't know life did not have to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
That I could wake up in peace and I could have a peaceful backyard and I could have peaceful getting the garbage taken out and I could have my life is so peaceful now. Yeah. And it's really cool. I don't know why I'm talking about me so much. I shouldn't do this. It's so bad. But I ended up with all the kids. I ended up with the custody after all. So for me, like when I was fighting it, he would fight me for it. And then the attorney was the one that pointed out, he doesn't really want them. He wants you, you know?
Well, that's okay. So that's a really good point to bring up. True. He does not want the children. True. He wants you, but not like he wants you because he loves you or anything like that, because he wants you because he wanted to control you. He wanted the manipulation and
I'm laughing because he still tries.
Yeah. It's the narcissistic supply that we feed them by being in the relationship.
Yeah.
That's crazy. What they want.
Yeah, I had to. I remember, like, because our kids were young, and I bought them all cell phones, and I was scared to give them to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I was scared what he'd say. And then I had them in my closet. I had left, and I had three cell phones in my closet. And then I had some another awakening. Some healing moment where I went, that's just crazy. Give the kids all their phones and then they can call you at any time. And then you cut that off. You know, it's but you know, the kids grew up a little bit too. And you know, there are all these things that happen, but I remember I just, I just want to say for people who are listening today to just, you know, be kind to yourself, you know, mm-hmm. be easy yeah. on yourself. Don't beat yourself up for having gone through something like that. You know, we weren't born to have things be perfect. You know, we were born to go through messes and mm-hmm. then heal. But why don't yep. you talk a little bit about how you kind of ended up being in a really beautiful relationship, because that did happen for you.
Well, it's exactly what you just said. I healed from the past relationship. So moving from Florida to North Carolina and rebuilding my life and all these amazing things started to happen where I was getting these nudges, these downloads, these, you know, God was speaking to me to go this way. And I was following the breadcrumbs, which led me to starting my own online business, coaching business, and which I had never coached before. And that led me to finding a coach and really resonating with what she was talking about. So I went into her program, and this was the journey of me healing. I was healing at the same time that I was building my business. And so then once I healed from the narcissistic abuse that I went through, that's when I started to change. I shifted. I was different. I wasn't, you know, because prior to that, I was partying every weekend, getting drunk, being promiscuous, doing all the things, you know, wild child, I call it, because I felt like I had been let out of prison. And I felt like this freedom that I had was like, I could do whatever I wanted. And then after I went through my healing journey, it was like, oh, Denise, what are you doing? You silly girl, that's not you. And and that's when I met my husband now. And we like stayed friends for like a year before we got serious with each other. And then I kept working on me. I kept going through the healing process. I kept, you know, strengthening the love that I have for myself and forgiving this and forgiving myself and all the tools, you know, that I was shown during the healing process, which strengthened me. And then we know like energy attracts like energy. So when I was a different person, a healed person from the abuse, no longer willing to put up with that type of abuse, I stopped attracting those type of people in my life.
Powerful. Denise, yeah. I love it. I'm going to pronounce your name one more time just for the fun of it. Denise Apaleskis.
Yes.
To let people know how they can reach you, find out more.
Well, they can reach me on my website, trueloveaftertoxiclove.com. And when they go there, there's all the little buttons to email me or find me on social media and things like that.
Perfect. trueloveaftertoxiclove.com. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure. Thank you.